This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Today is the deadline for applying for federal loans to help rebuild homes and property lost in the Marshall Fire. More than 500 loans have been approved thus far. More than 1,000 homes and businesses were burned. The deadline to apply for separate income assistance loans is the end of September. A former Loveland police officer who injured an elderly woman in 2020 has accepted a plea deal. CPR's Paolo Schalzera reports.
Austin Hopp pleaded guilty to one felony assault charge at a Larimer County court Wednesday. He's one of two officers who stopped Karen Garner, who has dementia, while she was picking flowers near a Loveland Walmart. Garner suffered a dislocated shoulder and a broken arm during the arrest. John Stewart, Garner's son, said his family disapproves of the deal.
We want justice, and the only way justice is going to happen is if they go to court.
Hopp's charges can carry 2 to 8 years in prison. He could have faced more than 30 years if found guilty of his other charges, which included official misconduct. I'm Paolo Schalzera, CPR News.
Woman Lauren Boebert heckled the president when he spoke about the deaths of military veterans during the State of the Union address. Congressman Jason Crow is an Army vet who is also a former platoon leader.
I mean, she certainly doesn't understand service and doesn't understand sacrifice. It's something that, you know, she can't, I think, wrap her brain around. And I would encourage her to stop the outbursts.
Boebert says service members deserved better and that she could not stay silent. This is CPR News.